You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Staff from all eight of Aotearoa's universities have voted to strike tomorrow, demanding a pay rise of 8% to match inflation. 87% of tertiary education union members voted in favour of the strike action, which comes just weeks before students are set to begin exams, citing difficulties keeping up with the cost of living and unmanageable workloads caused by persistent cost-cutting and underinvestment in staff. I spoke to Dr. Sean Sturm, a University of Auckland lecturer who is a bargaining team representative at the Tertiary Education Union, and I started by asking him what the strike action will look like.
Well, we've got all of the TEU academic and professional staff members in universities striking from tomorrow, effectively. And so that's about over 7,000 staff. At the University of Auckland, it's about 1,300 staff. So that's heaps. I mean, there's going to be various actions happening over the next kind of 7 or 8 days. The first one that's already been announced is basically at the University of Auckland, a strike for the afternoon of this Thursday. So that means that basically people will down tools from about 1 to 5 on Thursday. The other universities have got slightly different arrangements, but basically everything kicks off at all the universities on Thursday afternoon.
And alongside pay that hasn't kept up with inflation, what are some of the other working conditions that university staff have to deal with that have contributed to this decision to strike?
I mean, the big thing for us really is that everybody worked super hard, you know, during COVID, during the COVID pandemic, and we had to find new ways of working. Students are really aware of this, you know, everybody kind of had to adapt to that, and people, you know, already workloads were super high. Through that process, it was just, you know, our workloads were doubled, you know, it was crazy. And we just thought it was kind of mean-spirited from the institutions to not only not offer, you know, pay that was keeping up with inflation, but to try and claw back other conditions as well. You know, so things like taking research and study leave, for example, out of our collectives. That, you know, that kind of thing just seemed like, you know, like a slap in the face, really, after we were being asked to kind of pay the university's inflation bills, you know, so not great.
And as a result of these conditions, such as the workloads and the burnout, this also impacts students and the education that they receive, alongside the fact that staffing costs across universities have only increased by 7%, yet student revenue from fees has increased by 45%.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the universities have been investing less and less over time in staff, you know, and that directly affects the student experience as well, you know, because we've got fewer lecturers, we've got fewer professional staff to support the lecturers, you know, and to support students. It's a real issue in the universities now. I mean, if you think about the University of Auckland, 10 years ago they spent over 60% of their income on staff costs, right? That's gone down to just over 50% now. So that's a huge drop, you know, and people all around the university are seeing new buildings going up. We're seeing new roles, you know, management created and less money going into the actual staff, you know, that support students' learning, which is a huge issue for us.
And what do you make of Auckland Uni's response, where they said that they had made an offer to the unions that was fair and reasonable and rewarded staff while retaining fiscal responsibility? What do you make of them saying this?
Well, I mean, from our point of view, I mean, they're doing deals with suppliers now where they're offering their suppliers more than they're offering their staff, you know, and that means to us, you know, it's as if the staff are being asked to bear the brunt, you know, of the university's financial situation. And that's really frustrating for us. The university itself is actually in a really good financial position. It's one of the few institutions in Aotearoa where the books are really financially healthy. And yet the university is asking us to take less than the inflation rate, you know, for our increase for this year and next year. It's going to put us further behind, you know, the increases in other industries, you know, so people are going to be encouraged to leave the university. That's, you know, that's really sad to see colleagues, you know, being drawn to go elsewhere. It particularly affects, you know, our lower paid staff, you know, so if you're thinking about people who are in tutoring roles, you're thinking about people who are in professional staff roles, you know, things like rent and, you know, food haven't stopped going up, right? And yet their wages basically are falling behind. And that's a real issue for us.
And earlier this year, the University of Auckland recorded a surplus of over $130 million. How does this make you and your colleagues feel, knowing that they're not even offering the bare minimum while making these huge profits?
I mean, it's it's one of those things where, you know, we know where that money is going, right? That money is going into management salaries and into the building of new buildings. You know, and we know that the university's got to keep up its, you know, its building programs and stuff just to keep things running. But it does seem like they're choosing to allocate the money that they have to things like buildings rather than to staff. And that's really problematic, because I mean, staff are the people who actually provide the learning experience to students. And so we shouldn't be skimping on staff and investing all of the money in capital works like buildings and so forth. We think that staff and students should be the focus of the university rather than, you know, building buildings.
And so what's the general mood among union members at the moment? Is it hopeful?
Yeah, I mean the union staff were overwhelmingly in favour of us taking action. And that's the case right across the country. I mean, the good thing currently is that all of the negotiations for the collectives are lining up, and we've been able to make claims right across the country. And so there's a really, really buoyant mood in the union that we might actually have time for a change. We're also trying to get the universities and the government to work with the unions to look at investing more money into education. We know that the government has invested at a lower rate than inflation for the last few years in the universities. Currently, the university managements are not keen to go to the table with us to talk to the government. We've been trying to get them to do that for the last few months. That would be really great. So basically, unions, currently the union members across the country, are really buoyant. And I guess, you know, we're really glad that everybody's going to be able to work together to try and shift the university's perspective on this, because it's been frustrating. The negotiation process has gone on for a long time, and they don't seem to be willing to move.
So what happens if the universities don't agree to the terms that you guys want? What happens then?
Well, we've found so far, you know, that you know, when we announced that we were going to undergo stop work meetings, you know, to think about strike action, the universities finally came to the table with pay offers. You know, so we're hopeful that when they see the strength of people's feeling, and, you know, the actions that we're taking in pursuit of our claims becomes really obvious, that they'll come back to the table and consider, you know, improving their offers to us and not trying to kind of cut back conditions at the same time as they're increasing our pay. We're really also really heartened by the fact that lots of people have been joining the union. You know, so there is a kind of a movement happening, I think, across the universities to really, you know, think about the people who run the universities, who educate the students, who create a really positive learning experience for people, and to put more, put more emphasis in the institutions back on people, you know, on staff and students. And so I guess we're hopeful that that we'll get some change through this action.
And finally, how can people, students, non-students alike, how can they support you guys?
Well, I think, you know, we don't you know, take the decision to go on strike lightly, you know, and we know that it will impact our students' learning. You know, the time when we're on strike, we're not able to have classes and so forth. We know that, you know, students are aware of the challenges that people are facing with, you know, increased costs, increased rents and so forth. We would really hope that they would, you know, support our actions, because this is the fastest way that we can make change, that we can get the employer to come back to the table and start really talking with us. We have the support of the students' associations right across the country for this action. They've themselves seen the change in the university's attitude, paying, you know, to build buildings rather than support staff and students. And we would really, you know, we really value that support that students have offered us. So we'd just like people to fall in behind us and kind of listen to our message. And the faster that we can get the employers back to the table, the sooner we can get back to the classes.
That was Sean Sturm, lecturer at the University of Auckland and bargaining team representative at the Tertiary Education Union, chatting to me this morning about their decision to go on strike. Union members from the University of Auckland will be striking from 1 to 5pm tomorrow outside the General Library, so show your support if you can.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.